Radio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
We're going to do it. We're going to read the El Paso History announcement for the El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. Oh, boy, here it is. Here, Serkey, are you ready on there? Oh, he's ready on there. Okay, her history moment today is about how the first graduates of Loretto Academy in central El Paso were a pair of woolly mammoths.
A mammoth of a find. In 1922, construction workers are busy digging out what would become the basement of the future Loretto Academy in the Austin Terrace neighborhood, when the workers' shovels uncover some very large, odd-looking bones buried in the soil. The Trost & Trost architectural firm working on Loretto Academy decides to call in Professor Simone of the Texas College of Mines to look over the discovery. Dr. Simone, very excited by this find, concludes that apparently during the El Paso's glacial period over 10 to 20,000 years ago, that the area that is now Austin Terrace was all marshland and attracted prehistoric creatures both large and small, and that these excavated remains were that of one adult male with a very infected tooth and a female mastodon. The doctor also speculated that it appeared the male had wandered into the marsh to seek relief from the bad tooth, only to find himself stuck in the quicksand hidden beneath the marsh waters. His faithful mate apparently attempted to help her rather large spouse, only to find herself trapped forever, and eventually rendering a treasure trove of artifacts for the research in the 20th century. The artifacts were turned over to the Trost & Trost architectural firm and ultimately donated to Professor Simone and the Texas College of Mines.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Hey, that was on Facebook?
Yeah.
No, that was History Alliance is on Facebook.
Yes, History. History Alliance on the...
But the fact that you found woolly mammoths under Loretta, I never knew that.
Yes, no. Bernie found that.
How'd you find them?
Bernie was around back then.
I was doing a little bit of research for Channel 9. They were doing a special on Loretto college/school.
So you must have dug into the Trost material.
No, I didn't.
Because that's who got the bones,
yeah,
huh?
I didn't. Ironically, I found Trost was involved with it. I knew Trost was the architect, but I had never seen anything about the dinosaur. Well,
was he the architect of the entire school or just the chapel or what?
No, the whole school.
The whole thing.
Yeah, he was there. And thank you, Bernie, for coming up with that history moment for me.
Thank you.
He came up with the information on it. We came up. And the music.
Yeah.
Baby elephant walk
from the movie Hatari with John Wayne.
Even Sergio liked that. He gave
and
it
red buttons. Here's more history for you at Channel.
Yeah, but I'm like, how did he come up with the fact that he had a toothache? Which I can kind of understand how he figured that up. But how did he know that the female went in with him? Which I know they just stick together.
Well, they sort of made that up.
Yeah, I know.
They surmised it was a male and a female, and when they found the teeth, one of them was horribly abscessed.
Yeah, that I understand.
And figured it went in there because the water was cool and refreshing. Maybe that.
It's a great story. Don't second guess that second mammoth.
Romeo and Juliet of
the
woolly mammoths.
She died because she died.
Yes, yeah. Well, they would have stayed together. I understand that part.
Yeah.
So.
So they graduated together is the point.
I just want to know.
They were the first graduates.
I just want to know, does the Centennial Museum have the teeth and the bones? So.
Yeah. And I need to correct that. Undergraduates.
Undergraduates.
Ooh, way under. You know, let's take a moment here before we finish this whole thing here and thank the people in the control room for putting up with us. Today's Jamie Nodler sitting in there doing stuff. Thank you, Jamie.
Miss Jamie.
Call Jamie up just to say hi.
Hi, Jamie.
And guess who else is in that room? Mr. Electrons.
Electronic himself.
One, two, three.
Sergio Valenzuela.
Hey, man on the front line there.
He's deaf by now.
Kicking the soccer ball right. Well, no, he can turn us down.
Yeah, he usually does.
He can turn us off. You know. Click.
There we go.
Are we back now?
That's right.
Sergio took us away. Anyway, but you just... all this stuff you're doing on Facebook, and also for the History Alliance.
That's right. Oh, and I want to mention, we talked earlier about Henry Beneke. Barbara?
That's not her name.
No, it's not her name, but she did put up a receipt, I think, from the Beneke Hardware.
Oh, she put one online?
Yes.
Oh, cool. But the point is that you do...
I need to read it now. Oh, well, come back here.
Read the rest of your thing here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was back onto other history here.
Yeah, well,
okay.
You missed everything.
But, no. But we have to thank Barbara because she's... that's a good example. She sent me up a picture. She's always coming up with stuff, wonderful history stuff. And her Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When, is always got tons of history like this.
Lots of people on there.
Lots of people. A lot of great stuff she's got out there. And she's got great people helping her out. And
we got a couple of them here. Actually, Richard Enger is the guy we're featuring today. He's a moderator and an administrator. And probably washes the bottles and cooks, too.
Yes.
I don't know which. Yes. But you know, that's kind of hard to do. These people have to monitor all the world looking at that page. And people are posting on that page from everywhere.
Yes.
So they got to make sure. And you have to now get an admin approval to get it on there, which is like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Strange stuff must have been coming and going. But
they're trying to keep it clean and try to keep things from getting repetitive.
Not
and
duplicated. Yeah. That's the big deal. So, okay. And Barbara Givenbany is a major lady at... keeps that going, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great.
The thing being what it is, we got Bernie here for a while. You want to do another pioneer, Bernie? Let's explain. The deal about the Pioneer Association originally was formed, and it still exists today. Go through that real quick, because you had to be what to get into the club to begin with?
Well, initially, the Pioneer Association, which was established in 1904, was set up to as a group of individuals, men, that had been in El Paso prior to 1880.
So, before the trains.
Yeah, before the trains.
Wow.
And then they extended that to the 1900, and then they just opened it up as time went on. They also, the ladies weren't part of it. That was kind of the way things were back in the day.
It was.
And then they created their own auxiliary to the Pioneer Association and ultimately became part of it. And when I got involved with it, there was maybe three guys and the rest were ladies that were just carrying that football for us. And they did an admirable job for a number of years, overseeing Pioneer Park and, you know, a few other things that they were involved
with. But they
always
had an asset of that thing out there in near Country Club.
Well, not always. It's been there for quite a while. It was donated to the Pioneer Association. It's about 17 acres of land that is partially in New Mexico, partially in Texas, and it's right along the Rio Grande River.
And it is a
And it was the Girl Scouts. Called the Girl Scout Park for a number of years, but now it's going to be the Boy Scout Park. And Rick Francis, speaking of Larry, Rick Francis and a team of the Boy Scout leaders have gotten involved. In fact, Rick's on our board now, and they're going to be putting up buildings. They've got an architectural layout for the whole thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful park that'll be available for the Scouts, boys and girls. And going forward, and then we're also looking at having it available when there's not a scouting situation taking place.
Just a quick aside, people, if you have a granddaughter, grandson, whatever, they could get women into the Explorers program, but certainly get your boys into the Boy Scouts.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's a leadership issue, and when they come out of there, it's like another college degree. I found that out with my son. He gets looked at differently because he was an Eagle Scout.
And we found pictures of your son back when we first met you.
Well, that was just another matter. I mean, he was a punk at one time.
Now he's I gave you last week?
Yes, he's a big punk now.
Yes. Sitting also, in the bar with you?
Well, yeah. People want to know, he has a radio show every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 ahead of us.
Before us, yeah.
And he is actually taking on all the issues of the politics, which has got a lot more guts than I do to try that. Which is one reason we didn't want to do that kind of stuff. Got to thinking, well, we got another show going here. And Andrew, being a former ABC7 anchor dude and reporter, he knows how to do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what he's doing now. He's working big time for iHeartMedia. And that's always a good thing. Okay, Bernie, where are we going with all this? I mean, we got so many things to talk about.
Well, there was another gentleman that I accidentally found, Dr. Love, J.L. Love. He'd come into El Paso early on in El Paso's history, and he was one of the physicians here, one of the first physicians in El Paso. And they use the analogy that he was a horseback physician because he would ride out and take care of his his clients is all over the valley.
But people and animals? No.
No. Just people.
Okay.
And in fact, his main business ended up being down in the Mission Valley, and he would drive his car. Now, when cars came along, he would drive his cars out to appointments. And what was happening with Dr. Love is on the way back from Clint, he fell asleep. You know, he was taking care of somebody who was sick in the middle of the night, fell asleep, hit a tree, broke both knees, caved in his chest a whole bit. And he said, you know, I got to do something a little bit more creative because these people need attention. But first of all, I got to get there. Secondly, they've got to get to a hospital to get taken care of, especially ladies giving birth.
So he got mended and
– He got mended, and he ended up buying a trailer and converting it to a mobile hospital, so to speak.
So it was a trailer hospital?
Hospital clinic.
Yeah, it was a hospital clinic. So he would – pull the, you know, when somebody's going into labor, pull his trailer out, deliver the baby in the hospital, and then the wife,
the mother, and
the midwife would go back in the house and to take care of the baby.
And they'd be born out on the road. They call the kid Socorro Road.
Yeah.
Right?
Montana.
Well, if it was a girl, Socorro.
Utah Street,
I'm Route 54. Guess why?
I'm Bankhead Highway.
We stirred up somebody on the phone. You want to hear what they have to say? Named Fernando. Good morning. What's up?
Oh, good morning. Yes, again, my name is Fernando, and I'm the president of the Pasha Archaeological Society.
And El Paso Archaeological Society.
We dug someone up.
Yeah, good for you. What's going on, dude?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to know the public know that we're having a yard sale on Saturday, June the 8th, from 7 to 11 a.m. at 2624 Idaga Street. This is a house formerly owned by Alex Apostolides.
Oh my goodness.
Who Alex is or was, I'm sorry, but he donated our house. His wife donated the house to the society.
No kidding.
Really?
I know that house. It's a round house, isn't it?
It's a round house. And again, we're going to have a yard sale. We're going to be selling a lot of books, some Mato Ortiz pottery, some audio equipment.
Oh, wow.
You know, and all the money obviously is going to go to the society to help again.
Okay, that's June the 8th. It's for the Archaeological Society. Normally we don't do this, but since you guys are historic. You're part of our world. We'll help you out. So what's the address on Idalia?
It's at 2624.
2624 Idalia, and that's on June the 8th, yard sale. Now, if we want to donate something for you to sell, can we get it over there that day?
Absolutely.
Or give us a phone number. We could call you in advance.
Yes, you can call me at 915-449-9075.
449-9075.
And this is Fernando. Yeah.
Fernando, thank you for taking care of the archaeological people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, we're also fighting to keep Firecracker Pueblo alive also.
Yes.
Firecracker Pueblo, what are you saying? Is it being developed or what?
Well, what I understand, they do want to build a rope through it. And again, it's a part of history, of course. And then we want to keep it alive before it gets destroyed or at least have a marker put there or some make people aware that this was archaeologically, sensitive area, and you know, people were here about 1,500 years ago. The Jornada Mogollon people were here. And, you know, we just want to let people know that we want to save this area before it literally gets destroyed. At least put a marker. Let people let them be aware that this place was once here.
I have
all over El Paso, actually, but yes,
I have a real question for you. Now, you found this pueblo at a firecracker stand site, and that's how it got the name, right?
Yes, sir. It's across the street from Nair Street, across the street from the firecracker stand, yes.
Okay.
And right next to it, there are some apartment buildings, you know, and again, it seems to me like it's coming towards firecracker, development.
Here's my question. Is it in New Mexico, Fernando, is it in New Mexico or Texas?
It's in Texas.
Okay.
It's in Texas.
Uh-huh. All right. Then the El Paso County Historical Commission might get interested in have you contacted them?
Yeah, they're
at all?
Involved.
Oh, they're already involved? Okay.
I'm sure you know Prince McKenzie.
Yeah.
He's the one that's heading up the fight. And of course, myself.
Okay, good.
And Dr. Mark Calamia. And like I said, we want to keep this place alive.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Mark Calamia is speaking on this subject tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 at the International Museum of Art.
I'll be there tomorrow. Yes.
Excellent.
Sir.
Uh-huh. All right, well, thank you for the notice. And if you got used electronics, you're willing to take those to sell them?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Okay, fair enough. I got some stuff for you.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. So we can buy a yard at the yard sale?
Yeah, how much is a yard?
Yeah.
Nah, don't go there.
How much is a yard?
You're selling yards. No. Thanks a lot, Fernando. Take care. All right, it's a yard sale. No,
good luck.
You're not selling yards.
Yeah.
We can't be trusted with English.
Can I go there before the show?
Yeah. I mean, you have to pay a premium.
I may be late.
Charge her extra to get in. No, whatever.
No.
No. Make sure you take a volume. You have to walk out with $500 worth.
That's right.
Don't go
That's
there.
Cool.
Shall we take a break and do trivia?
I think we should.
Well, you should ask the questions now.
Oh, we need to
see,
do that
Jamie,
now.
Jamie's sitting there for an hour and a half waiting to do something.
She's just entertaining herself.
Oh, you're reading a magazine? Oh, she's got something good going on here. I'm listening to a radio show at the same time.
I know.
I hope it's our show she's listening to.
Okay, let's go to
One never
trivia.
Knows. Trivia, what do you got? Trivia. They're already calling. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Who was considered the father of El Paso hardware stores? We talked about him.
Ah, that's a guy.
And who was the doctor, was the inventor of the first trailer hospital? And we talked about him,
that's
too.
That's another guy.
Another guy. Well, there we go.
And so that's the questions?
Those are the two questions.
You can get $20 for that?
$20 and Pepe's wonderful food up there in Canutillo at the Pepe's Mexican
Restaurant.
Actually,
there's two lines lit up, and there's a third one available, and its phone number is?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Lariat and Auctioneers auction schedule. Next week, Thursday, May 30th, is an online auction for commercial cleanup and restoration equipment, truck-mounted extraction machines, dehumidifiers, air movers, and other high-quality franchise cleaning items. Then on Saturday, June 1st, a live auction in Clint for truckloads of overstock, closeout inventory from Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Kmart, and more. For more information or place bids, go to lariatandauctioneers.com or call 915-526-4203 or 206-920-9190. Lariat and Auctioneers, Texas. License 64.
Did you know that 18% of children in the U.S. live in poverty? That's nearly one in five. Red Nose Day is back at Walgreens to help change that. Right now, when you buy a new Everyday Hero Red Nose at Walgreens, you can help keep children in need safe, healthy, and educated. Stop by Walgreens today to purchase a Red Nose or collect all five to multiply your impact. Be an Everyday Hero and help us end child poverty one nose at a time. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Yeah, we got all the lines are full here. We got three lines, three people ready to get on the trivia business,
right,
and maybe win something. You never know.
Well, I hope so.
But in the meantime, we got to tell you some stories here about who's coming in here next week on June the 1st. We will welcome members of the Tularosa Basin Historical Society.
That's going to be good.
What is a Tularosa Basin? Well, it's a big bowl.
Yeah.
And on one end is Las Cruces, and on the other end is Alamogordo. And that whole area up in there is the Tularosa Basin, including Tularosa. But the main city, the bigger city, is Alamogordo. So that's where their headquarters are. They're going to come in here and talk about the military bases around Alamogordo. It went from a bombing range to nuclear weapons. And we're going to hear about all the museums and the museum right there in the middle of Alamogordo. Next time you go blowing through on 54, stop, make an hour's worth minimum to stop and see the place. That's June 1st. Those guys will be in here next week. And, oh, the Atari deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. One of the guys come and buried them.
Well, I have an Atari player we can make a deal on.
You probably could, but when they went to find him, he knew where to find him.
That's right.
Oh, it's out in the dump.
Yeah, mine wasn't buried.
And they got some of that in the museum. June the 8th, our guest is Leo Duran. He's the owner of the famous restaurant by the Graveyard. He's from museum.
Yes.
Ellen J. Cafe. He's the president of the Texas Restaurant Association also. talk about other historic El Paso restaurants. He knows about a bunch of stuff. And June 1-5, we just got this confirmed late yesterday. Our guest will be Jim Paul. And we're going to hear about, I hope, one of the funniest times in El Paso baseball. That was when the Diablos rocked the Dudley Dome. You know what I mean by that?
No.
There was no dome.
Oh.
They just called it that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, didn't they have a dome over the, no dome ever?
It was always made up.
Oh, I guess so.
Well, they're preparing at the Dudley Dome.
There's nothing up there.
It was barely there when
Now it's a zoo thing.
Yes, it's a zoo dome. I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay.
You going to make zoo noises over here, Bert? Don't do it. No. Okay, what do you got?
No, please don't. Please join the UTEP Department of History, Dr. Jeffrey P. Shepherd, and Research Fellows Daphne Arteta and Brandy Bray will present Indigenous El Paso, a new collaborative effort documenting the history of contemporary presence of Native people in the Paso del Norte borderlands. This is going to be May 29th, and it's going to be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the UTEP Library in the Bloomberg Auditorium. And then another thing we always want to remind people is to get out and enjoy your history is go to McGoffin Home State Historic Site. They've got their summer Adobe building classes for kids, which is a great place for kids to go out and play in the mud and do something constructive with it. And they've also got cooking classes, yoga, making things, book clubs, all kinds of great things.
They do that regularly.
Yeah,
every month.
You know, this is
Yoda's
a great thing.
Yoda's going to be there?
Yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, yoga. Not
from
yoga,
Star Wars.
Yoga. And visit the McGoffin Home. Visit McGoffinHome.com where you can learn about all these great things.
Oh, whatever. Let's do
this
some.
This is as bad as being home. Don't just leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Hey, let's do trivia. Should we do trivia?
Oh, trivia, that's right.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. These aren't the right names. Oh, yeah, they are.
They are.
Okay.
I don't know.
Raul, you were playing trivia today?
Yes, sir.
And this is Raul on line one? Yeah?
This is Raul.
Hello, Raul.
Well, in that case, I got the right
we
line.
We got the right
Talk
guy.
To Melissa about okay, trivia. Raul. Okay, ask him a question.
All right, the first question was, who was considered the father of El Paso hardware stores?
Oh, shucks. I don't know that one. You ought to ask me the one about what they found at Loretto.
Oh, you want to ask the other one.
Oh, what
the
heck? What did you say?
I don't want to what they found at Loretto.
We didn't ask that question.
No, we didn't.
You're making up your own, Raul.
Yes, that would be a great question.
I'm not the only one drinking early Saturday
yeah,
morning.
Really, yeah, really, Raul. What's in your blood?
It was a great story. My mom taught at Loretto. My sister went to Loretto. My grade school classmates went to Loretto. I dated Loretto girls.
Did you ever accuse any of them of being? Did you accuse any of them of ever being fossils
or woolly mammoths?
No. The nuns. Some of the nuns might have been, but not the girls.
Ooh.
You know what?
Ooh. That's habit forming.
Oh, the nuns had habits. You know, I think we're going to have to make this exception. Okay, what's the answer to the question?
Well, they found mastodon bones under at the site when they were starting to construct the place.
Are you going
to
give that to him?
Yeah.
They were not mastodons.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they were.
They were woolly mammoths.
Well, the mastodons.
Well, no, it's a difference.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. But
they don't live in the same neighborhood.
That's what I said in my history
moment. The way the thing was written in the newspaper is it said both.
Oh, in that case, Raul's cool.
Raul gets half of a meal.
Oh, yeah. No.
He gets half a plate.
He gets half a mammoth. Give him mammoth burger.
He gets a paper plate.
And on it is a mammoth burger.
I don't know what we're going to do. It's woolly. It's really old.
He listened properly.
Let him defend himself. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I wanted to say I'm totally with you guys' outrage when you talk about how our history is not celebrated and monetized in this community. And in reference to the show that you had last week, it was a great show, the one with Larry France.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. His many stories and the city problems he dealt with, like El Paso Electric going broke. And it's just too bad the El Pasoans didn't come up out of that monopoly, being at least controlling shareholders of the company. He was telling us how they're guaranteed or, you know, not maybe guaranteed, but historically have earned about a 6% return on their investment, which is a decent return.
On a monopoly, I mean,
how can you lose money if you're doing it right?
Well, yeah, politics generally ruins anything it touches. So there's your answer.
I have a question.
What?
I have a question for you, Raul. So you said last week's show was great. That means this show is not very good. You don't get your free meal.
No, I've got a great show all the time. I mean, you got the one with Eric Kappas was just outstanding.
Oh, isn't that fun? He's crazy fun.
And he wears shoes now.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally he wears shoes.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, all these radio shows are online to go listen to. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Raul, yeah. Yes. Well, they're at EPHistory.com. Yes, we got them archived. So anybody wants to hear what the heck we're talking about, there it is. All right, we're going to make this up and give you a prize just because you're you.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you for your great show.
Indeed. Thanks for playing here. We got a ringer here on line one here. He wants a coupon. Go ahead and give it to him.
Hang on there.
And thank you very much for your attitude and for playing
with us.
That's
too much fun.
Okay,
thanks,
Raul.
Thanks so much.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
Oh, well, just one more thing. Too bad Mayor Francis' plutocrat buddies haven't wanted to build an old Mexico, old West Entertainment and Recreation Center or district here in El Paso. My preference would be in Northeast near the community college rather than the ballparks and arenas that they want, which is their vision, not our community's vision.
You got it. I'm with you.
We want the history to be what people know about us, not a AAA, whatever. Thank you very much. Yeah. Hold on. I cut him off. Sorry about that. Talk to Jamie. If you have something.
You didn't cut him completely off.
Well, no. He,
okay.
I holded him, so to speak.
You holded him.
Yeah, I holded him.
You holding him tight.
I know, not that. But the thing is, just to let him know, if he wants to keep talking to Bernie, come on out to Pepe's today.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Bernie will be out of Pepe's by about 12:30, give or take, right?
Yeah.
And you're not going to bring your raccoon with you, are you?
No, hopefully the raccoon's been...
Hopefully she's gone.
Has been absconded by animal control.
They're going to relocate her.
If you want a picture of the raccoon, that's on Facebook, too,
that's
right?
That's on Facebook.
Oh, everything's on Facebook.
What'd you nickname her?
Raquette.
Wow, she was in our garage a lot. She was raiding the dog food.
Oh,
yes.
Poor lady. Just give her own
and
bag.
And dogs didn't even wake up to this.
Yeah, I know. They'll bark at anything, but they don't bark at a raccoon in our
you
garage.
Mean they were in the garage when the raccoon showed up in the garage?
Oh, no. They were sleeping in bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
oh, they
fine.
Were, what? Be bothered? No.
So you're the one that heard the raccoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dog said, I'm not going out there. I already know what's out there.
Yeah, no.
The dog knew better than you did.
A raccoon was as big as one of our smallest dogs.
Well, why do you think they wouldn't go out there?
Exactly.
Good Lord, there it is.
Okay. We have somebody for a second question.
Oh, hell, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, Diana, I apologize. We got off way off track, Diane.
Hi, Diana.
Hey.
Sorry
I'm
about
here.
That.
Good morning, El Paso.
Okay. Let's just ask, which question did you want to answer? One or two?
Hey, don't make up another one, okay?
Oh, you want me to make up one?
No.
Which question?
What?
Who was Charles Pierce's partner in the hardware business?
Well, you know half the answer.
We didn't ask.
Yeah.
I know. Who is considered the father of El Paso hardware stores?
Well, that would be Henry Beninsky.
Beninsky.
Close.
That's close.
I'll give her that.
We're going to take it.
It was Beninsky, but Beninsky's okay.
Beninsky?
Yeah.
Well, that's the European version.
That would be the East European.
Now, Diane, you heard that on the show today. You didn't know that already, did you?
Absolutely. It was me to know information, and thank you very much for the history.
Super. Thank you for listening. I mean, that you know, I used to sit before I actually got on this show. I would listen to this show and wonder, what the heck are these guys talking about? What is all this history? And now we're having a great deal of fun with it, Diane. So anyway, thank you for joining us today. We'll get you a Pepe's coupon. Jamie Nodler will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Okay, thank you for your show.
Yes, ma'am.
Stay on the line there.
Anything else on your mind this morning? Are you good?
Oh, I'm good. I just really appreciate your talking about the wine that the people took the branches out to the Napa Valley. So
the wine to the Napa? There are many little stories like that. Keep listening. Here comes Jamie. Thanks a lot. Hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, there's so many weird little twists to the stories. This whole mastodon mammoth or whatever it was that graduated from Loretto, I don't know what they
did. No, I know.
Oh, the underclassmen.
Yeah, the underclassmen. What a bizarre thing.
I know.
But, you know, people don't get it, but they're really, now they're beginning to understand, there are probably dinosaur tracks under Kern Place. If you were to dig down through your basement, you'd hit them.
Well, it's like where Keystone is. You've got those pit huts there, and then you also have there were a bunch of them. There was a Pueblo, and also some other pit huts under Sunland Park Mall.
Yeah,
I mean, all over that area. I mean, it's just there's tons of stuff.
Well, the ancient
civilizations
were fairly rampant around here.
They
apparently,
were. Yeah, they were.
And we're talking 5,000 years ago here in this conversation.
What blows us away, having lived in Arizona and worked also up on the Indian reservations up north, it just blows me away that El Paso never really paid much attention to its Native American history.
Well, because the Tiguas showed up and they were second-class citizens for so long.
No. I'm talking prior to the Tiguas.
Oh, the ancient
Tiguas got here later.
Oh, no. You mean the ancient stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking ancient stuff. So that's what kills me. I mean, they just never, it's like it didn't even exist.
Well, go back to what Jeff Romney came in here and talked about one day last October, November. he was talking, I asked him, can you come explain the ancient civilizations? And he explained stuff from Pacaime, which is down there where he grew up in northern New Mexico. And the next one up would be Chaco Canyon, which is something that's way off the beaten track and hard to get to.
But I'm talking here. I'm talking El Paso. I'm talking about the Tiguas got here in the 1700s.
Tribes that lived along the river.
Yeah, the Sumas and all these other tribes.
Well, that's
what
that lecture's about.
Even the Apaches that came here, they were here hundreds of years ago.
Well, then go to this lecture, because that's what this guy's talking about on May 29th at 5:30.
Yeah.
A contemporary presence of Native people in the Paso del Norte borderland.
And
that's what you're talking about.
But we're hearing more and more of that now, which when we first moved here, you never heard about it. Yeah.
Well, also, artifacts are starting to show up, and things are coming out of the woodwork.
Finally,
yeah. Anyway, great history here. We'll make some more stuff out of this in a minute, because Bernie's still here.
So
we need to come back and talk about El Paso Inc. But you know where we need to go first?
I got to say something about Facebook page. We have a gentleman by the name of Mark Smith who lives in Artesia, New Mexico. He's a Las Cruces expat, as he calls himself. And he listens to us up in Artesia, New Mexico.
Artesia, okay. So far you get the distance award today.
That's right.
Now, we should make it very simple. You have to come pick it up here. No.
He can bring his Artesians with him.
Yes, we don't really have any
little
awards.
Little Artesians, yes.
We have mentions for you. Mentioned you. So that's what you get. But thank you for doing that. All right, taking a break here. Call us up if you think it's a good idea.
915-544-KTSM.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
Larry Otten Auctioneers Auction Schedule. Next week, Thursday, May 30th, is an online auction for commercial cleanup and restoration equipment, truck-mounted extraction machines, dehumidifiers, air movers, and other high-quality franchise cleaning items. Then on Saturday, June 1st, a live auction in Clint for truckloads of overstock, closeout inventory from Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Kmart, and more. For more information or place bids, go to LarryOttenAuctioneers.com or call 915-526-4203 or 206-920-9190. Larry Otten Auctioneers, Texas. License 6482.
This is retired Lieutenant Colonel Jim Reese. I own and operate a disabled veteran business that is dedicated to protecting you and your loved ones here in the United States and abroad. During my years in the Delta Force, it was my passion to keep people safe. As a civilian, my passion continues. My team and I at Tiger Swan built the most robust personal protection smartphone app available called Guardian Angel. Tiger Swan's Guardian Angel is the only personal security device that immediately connects you to first responders 24 hours a day. God forbid you or a loved one were to find themselves in a dangerous situation in the U.S. or abroad. Simply press the SOS button inside of the Guardian Angel app on your smartphone, and in real time, the Guardian Angel dispatcher will locate you. The application's two-way video capability allows us to see your surroundings, and the geolocation capability allows us to send first responders to your exact location to physically rescue you if necessary. Visit the App Store today and download Tiger Swan, Guardian Angel.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and
and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready for this
yes.
week?
Yes.
This
yes.
week? All this week only in El Paso Inc.
Khalid and his mom's ambitious plans for El Paso Superstar's new foundation.
Also in the ink, does the El Paso region need another port of entry? Like a hole in the head. What? The city of Sunland Park is moving forward with plans for a new border crossing.
Does El Paso's... Wait a minute. You
does the El Paso...
We got a duplicate there.
Oh, there is.
Aha!
Then read some more.
I'll read some more.
Make up something.
El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery. To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, we celebrate and commemorate the men and women who fought for our country and made the ultimate sacrifice, especially in World War II. Dan Olivas and Ramiro Guzman of the community El Anacion both were instrumental in getting recognition of the men of Company E, as well as in the naming of a portion of the 375 Loop honoring the men of Company E, and Dave Gutierrez is the first guy that wrote the book about it. So go,
that's
your turn.
That's right. Join host Saul Saenz on ABC7 Extra for an in-depth discussion. Drew Hamilton, Public Information Officer at White Sands Missile Range, and Summer Irvin, Director of the Annual March, which recognizes veterans who endured the Baton March Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC7.
There's a lot going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll get stuck on that
well,
one.
If they send us a book, we read it.
I know.
We'll edit, who knows?
But duplicate on that line.
And it was very kind of them. They do a reciprocal ad for us or
that's
promo
right.
for us every Saturday morning on Good Morning El Paso.
That's right.
So life being what it is, Bernie Sarge is still here. He hadn't decided to leave yet. But when you do, you're going to Pepe's.
Yes, I am.
Ah, I knew that.
You bet.
Okay. And 6761 Donovan, in case you're wondering where it is.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I wanted to mention also the Tro Society, formerly the Texas Tro Society. We have historically honored and celebrated the architecture, the tremendous architecture of Trost and Trost. Our new mandate is to include Trost and Trost, but also the many other architects from, pre-1900 up through about 1920. So we're going to talk about Kniezel and talk about a number of other architects.
Welch.
Yes,
Mabel,
absolutely. Yes.
Maybell.
Merritt, yes. So Mabel Welch and a number of other folks. So it's going to be exciting and fun stuff and very educational. And in looking up some research on these various different architects, that's how I bump into this
the
woolly mammoth mastodons.
And what hat do you wear in this organization?
I am the president of the association, of the society.
The Trost crowd.
Yes, I am.
Well, you've got a lot of hats over there, Bernie.
We've got a big head.
Well, all your hats look about the same, though, when you roll in here.
Yeah.
However you do that, I don't know. But the Trost Society is, and it's now called the Trost
Society.
Society.
Yeah.
And you got a very good webmaster hanging out with that crowd.
Yes.
And the pieces of that puzzle are coming together as to understand what was the architectural history. We have probably better interesting architectural history than between like Dallas and Los Angeles, for sure.
Yeah.
But maybe between Los Angeles and the Carolinas, because I think maybe this old stuff here needs to be better promoted. And thank God for Paul Foster saving these buildings.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
And we, like last week's show, the El Paso Electric Company got in huge trouble as a utility, but I think their activity basically saved a lot of old buildings downtown.
I think it did.
Yeah, I think the Plaza Theater would have been a parking lot without their help.
Accidental success.
However you want to look at it. And those poor guys that did that didn't do well, but I mean, the electric company?
No, financially they didn't do well at all.
It wasn't good for
them. But we're reaping the benefits of their...
Yeah.
Not doing so well.
Yeah.
So we appreciate the efforts they made.
And we should pre-program the winner of tonight's major lottery to actually give Bernie some money and go help all these people.
Please, yes. Yeah.
I mean, and you can't spend it on yourself. You got to spend it on
Trump. Oh, come on.
Okay. Give some to her.
Okay.
Give some to her. Let her spend it.
Here's that empty purse again.
Okay, yeah.
It's speaking to everyone. You want a picture of that?
Jamie, you see what she's... Look at this picture of what she's doing. She's holding up an empty purse to a microphone.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not good.
Wait.
That's
those
not good.
Those are bills.
Oh, I see. That's not money. Whatever the case may be, it should be good. Well, you know, Paul Foster does what he does, and I'm going to thank him personally. But if somebody else comes along with a similar capacity and starts funding the little history things that we got going
on.
Can you imagine having every high school and every middle school having a history class optional if they wish after school? Pay somebody to go teach history if they want to hear it?
Well, I think a good start would be if the respective schools that were designed by Trost and Trost and Kniezel and a few others, if they would teach the kids at the school the history. And we do a lot of stuff out of Keystone where kids will come in from all over the county. In fact, we've had them as far away as Del City. They'll come in and I'll ask them, I said, can you tell me about your school? Why is it named that and who designed it? Not a clue, most of them. Mm-hmm. And the teachers afterwards will always say, you know what? I never even gave it a thought, but I will now.
They'll go back and think about it.
Yeah.
I would have gone out there and said my school was named Crockett. And me and Davey built the school together, you know, but how did I know as a kid? But the thing about El Paso history, it is pretty interesting.
It is.
It really is when you start digging into it.
And, I, you know, Melissa will tell you, I've spent hours on the archives on, online, just amazing.
Well, aren't you glad it's online now? You don't have to go there to look it all up?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking through those microfiche and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Or just the newspapers. I mean, that's where a lot of the history moments come
from.
Yeah,
but those are still the microfilm, crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying is you get on there, and the problem is you're looking for one item.
Oh.
But then you
find
say,
six
oh,
more.
Look at this. Look at this. And 6 hours later, you forgot what
why
you
started. Write it down in the beginning, and you say, I am looking for this now, but I'll be back later.
I mentioned in the first hour that survey that was done, commissioned in 1854, to look for the best route from the Mississippi to the Pacific Ocean.
Who'd they ask?
One of the other individuals that were involved with that was a guy by the name of Custer.
Ah.
So the ties with the history in this area, I'm not saying that Custer ever got here, but he was involved with the survey work that was being done.
He touched it. Okay, what else? Who touched what? Where?
Well, Barbara had sent us a note. You know, she was obviously comes from a very well-known group of individuals.
Barbara Given Bainey.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, indeed.
And she sent me a bunch of history on Adolf Schwartz. Adolf Schwartz.
Adolf.
And his influence
back when it was a good name.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it still is.
Well, after a while, it got
it's
odded out.
It's a very
out.
Good name.
Germany, even what it is. Go ahead.
But, you know, it's just an interesting story. And again, it's really cool that people will do that. And I would like to encourage folks, if they have someone they're interested in finding out more about, let us know. We'll do the research.
We'll take them apart, put them back together.
Absolutely. Yeah. And probably inadvertently find something else.
And shoot off looking at that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, remember when you were in English class in school and they would have the lines coming off the sentences, you know, the dangling participles and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, my God.
No, jeez.
I know.
I've tried to block that out.
I did really well. Just look at my writing.
And now you're back into it because Bernie mentioned it.
My English teacher would freak out if she's know what I'm doing right
okay,
now.
Okay, what up with that, Bernie? Finish
anyway,
this. Good
what,
Lord.
You know, what's interesting about this is you look at, you know, like I'm looking at this study from 1854 and there's a whole lot of names on there that I didn't recognize. So I'm going to research those names and see if there was any kind of influence or impact in El Paso of those people post 1854.
Well, you haven't gone through all the pioneers yet.
No, I've got like 90 some people that were somewhat influential in old El Paso to
you
go through.
You want to take on a little one for right now? And then we got time for a little one maybe.
Well,
not
on.
A big one.
No.
Not a big guy. Not a big history person.
Let me go back here and open this file that says
what?
People in History. That's the label I have for it.
Are we going to wait for this or should we go do something else?
Well, you can go do something
this
else.
This is live radio.
You can come back to me. I mean, that's okay. I'll be here.
Should we take a break, sir? Yeah. Yeah, what the heck? He thinks that's a good idea. Call us up if you want to. Let's do that.
We'll talk about Ellen Blacker.
A routine. You ready?
Oh, finally a woman. It's about dang
Alan,
time.
Ellen, not Ellen.
Oh, dang it. Oh, well. Never mind,
these
girls.
These pioneers
go
were
back
men.
To sleep. Okay.
The women lady pioneers were in the women's club.
Yeah, we were busy with our purses, remember?
Yeah, well, you were just also civilizing this strange train.
We were cooking. Fodder. Okay, call us at 915-544-KTSM.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Larry Otten Auctioneers auction schedule. Next week, Thursday, May 30th, is an online auction for commercial cleanup and restoration equipment, truck-mounted extraction machines, dehumidifiers, air movers, and other high-quality franchise cleaning items. Then on Saturday, June 1st, a live live auction in Clint for truckloads of overstock, closeout inventory from Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Kmart, and more. For more information or place bids, go to LarryOttenAuctioneers.com or call 915-526-4203 or 206-920-9190. Larry Otten Auctioneers, Texas, license 6482.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 8 messages a month. TNC and privacy policy found at purple.com. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Not to brag, but the Purple mattress is a pretty big deal, and so is our Purple Memorial Day sale. For a limited time, get up to $100 off and a free set of luxury Purple sheets when you buy a mattress. That's up to $229 in savings, our biggest sale ever. What makes Purple such a big deal? It's the only mattress that gives your back the firm support it needs and the soft comfort you crave at the same time, no matter your body type or favorite sleep position. Dreading those hot summer nights? Purple's one-of-a-kind comfort technology naturally stays cool all night so you don't sweat the bed. Not to mention it isolates motion, is non-toxic, and is made right here in the USA. Because the best rest of your life starts on Purple.
Don't miss out on Purple's humongous Memorial Day sale. Get $100 off and free sheets by texting FIRM to 84888. Shop the best deal yet by texting FIRM to 84888. That's FIRM to 84888.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive
chemical. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, you need to read the one about the, you did that one. What
I
else
did.
You got?
I got the archaeology.
Oh, do that one. Okay, I want to read the one about basically the Museum of Space History in Alamogordo is a place to behold.
Space.
And if you get a chance, at least 1 hour minimum, a couple hours would take you, if you do it right, maybe all afternoon if you're really interested. But that's at the area known as Alamogordo, and it's New Mexico, nmspacemuseum.org. Check that out, because that's cool. We got Chris Orwell coming in toward the end of June.
Oh, good, good. I really like
him.
He's a character.
Oh, he is.
Well, also, now, we're talking about, you know, camps and things for kids to do. Now, you can have a different kind of summer camp, and that's getting the kids over to the El Paso Museum of Archaeology. They have got some great summer camps. The first one runs June 4th through the 7th, and the last one is June 25th through the 28th. Then it runs 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. And it's really a bargain for what you're putting the kids into. They're learning so much. They got field trips, Waco tanks. They have all kinds of hands-on programs for the kids.
Get them into history.
Yeah, get them into history. And it's really kind of a busy kind of program for them. So they come home and they go to sleep at night. So
yes.
definitely take them into this program. Give them a call at the museum at 212-0421. And they're going to learn something. They're going to have fun. They're going to meet new kids. Just and get them into history. And they'll remember this.
That one gets them outside and also to Waco tanks if you want.
Yes.
They're also the El Paso Museums of History and Art are also having summer camps, but call them up at the museums to figure out those details.
But get them out. They'll have a good time.
Speaking of museum pieces, we got Bernie. Bernie's still here.
Yes. Of ancient
archaic
sites.
Bernie is here. Well, Bernie, you've been doing this for 25-plus years of history in El Paso and trying to maintain a job and a family at the same time.
Yeah.
How are we doing here?
We're here.
Okay. So, but now, what do you got?
I'm blessed because Melissa has a lot of... Melissa, my present wife, has a lot of...
He's in between divorces
I'm between
right
divorces,
now.
Yeah.
His current wife.
My current wife. My spousal...
Line one's ringing.
My spousal unit. Anyway, she's been very supportive of this and has actually just gotten as involved as I am. So it's fortunate we have our own business that we can do this. And obviously, Social Security is not going to pay
self-defense,
my way.
Self-defense.
You need to win one of those lotteries.
I do.
Even if
I
it's
do.
A little one, but big enough to
that's my retirement
get you
plan.
Through.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I told my son my his college plan was a lottery ticket. He thought I was serious.
Yeah.
And I kind of was.
Let him sell your
that's
videos.
That's what we told our kids. No, we told our kids that as soon as they decided to go to college and when they were ready to graduate, we go, guess what? We're starting a business. They went, oh, my God.
And we're going to buy some tickets for
yeah.
you. Yeah. All right, try to get this guy in 2 minutes.
Oh, Blackie?
Whoever.
No, this gentleman, Alan Blacker, was from Ohio, and he moved here in 1869. The purpose is to set up a business in Chihuahua City, but he really fell in love with El Paso and saw such greatness and the ability to make money and to develop a business and some great people here living on the border. He decided to move his family in here. He had 5 kids, came in. He ended up becoming county judge, district judge, state legislator. He served 2 terms on city council, and he was very, very active in the community until he passed away in the early 1900s. But just the kind of a guy, like I mentioned a few others in the first hour, that everybody just looked up, admired, and loved because he had just grown and made El Paso his home and was bound and determined to make this place everything it could be.
Well, I think a lot of type A achievers is what led the crowd across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get up and get in the wagon and take off on your own without being some sort of personally, mentally crazy.
And well, post-Civil War, crazy. 1869.
Well, and I think El Paso, you needed to be AAA. You know?
How many of them didn't get here?
That's
we
true.
Don't know.
That's
yeah.
true.
But a lot of people, everybody who got here felt they were in some sort of club.
And quite a few of the people that got here weren't coming here. This was the,
yeah, they were heading elsewhere.
Yeah, and they got here and said, well, oh, you know what?
It's close enough.
Yeah, we'll just do this.
Like a lot of people from the Middle East, a lot of Lebanese that got off the train, looked around, said, this looks like home. Let's stay here.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
And so, you know, there's a lot of settlement in El Paso that was kind of happenstance, although they were heading somewhere.
Well, the Chinese were the same way.
I mean, they didn't plan to come here.
No. They were brought here for other purposes, but they ended up staying here and becoming a very integral part of the community.
Yeah. And then the Mormons showed up one weekend, about 4,000 of them, because they were getting kicked out by the Mexican Revolution. Yeah,
the Exodus of 1912.
Yes,
yeah.
And so there's been layers of things going on here that are just fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Any one of which would make a great history moment. But look at that. We have all of them all at once. And we haven't even mentioned geology. Well, we sort of mentioned geology with
a little bit,
the
yeah.
Eric Kappa show we did. Oh, that was so much fun. And so, all right, we got to get out of here for now. We got about a minute left here, Bernie.
Next time I'll talk about Schwartz.
Oh,
we'll go into detail on Schwartz.
Well, you know, I was asking Barbara, would she like to come on and explain that? I'd love to hear from her.
Yeah, she's got a lot of information.
Well, maybe we could talk her into at least coming on by phone.
What's this? And may the Schwartz be with you.
Yeah, Schwartz be.
don't let it hit you in the Schwartz, okay? Don't keep doing that. Stop it, Bernie Sargent. He had the title of BS for a reason. Jamie, is there somebody online one we need to talk to? Oh, is that your bookie? Oh, no, she's got her bookie online.
Oh,
never,
right. Yeah, they already ran the Preakness, so she's
betting on minnows in the river. I don't know what she's doing. But, Jamie, thank you for coming in today and being call
thank
screener.
You.
I do appreciate that. And also, what's that guy's name in there?
Sergio Valenzuela.
Hey, man, Sergio, thank you for doing your thing.
He's
the reason we sound as good as we do. And now he's playing music, which means we got to leave.
He's making us get out of here.
Yeah, get lost, you people. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, go home. He can't
take
us one weekend.
But thanks to everybody in the audience for joining us. Bernie, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
We'll see you all in History Out There on the Trail, ephistory.com for details and the podcast. Thank you.
Next week.
Next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
You have to pay it all back because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-6131. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee